The capital region could enter phase two of reopening as early as next Wednesday. Businesses are sharing their stories of how they pivoted to stay afloat during the pandemic. Mark Egan, president of the Capital Region Chamber, knows that office life won't be business as usual when the economy fully reopens.
Some offices won't be able to reduce because they might have to have more distance. You know, the latest trend the last few years were workstations with really low partitions between people, which obviously are not going to work right now.
Community leaders and business owners gathered on a Zoom call Thursday afternoon organized by SUNY Schenectady. Tony Civitella, president and CEO of TransFinder, said his company was deemed essential under the New York pause order. On March 13th, Civitella sent his employees home with office equipment to work remotely.
They got their computers, even the HDMI cords, you name it. We made sure there was a checklist that you're going to be home and you're going to be operational.
TransFinder, a Schenectady-based company that develops school bus navigation software, was able to release its new product as planned on April 6th. While staff worked from home, Civitella said he began working phones 12 hours a day, reaching out to clients. He said communication has begun playing a much larger role in his business. Catherine Hover is CEO of Palette Cafe in Saratoga Springs, which opened a second cafe in Schenectady 2 weeks before the shutdown. Also deemed an essential business, Hover said she made a decision to not lay off employees, but to be flexible in how the business would operate during the pandemic.
If that meant selling bread and flour and eggs on the curb, we were going to do that.
Arts organizations have pivoted too, bringing programming online. But remote programming doesn't come close to matching the revenues brought in by performances. Proctor's president and CEO Philip Morris said the company was forced to lay off 115 employees, keeping 35 on hand to focus on reopening.
Frankly, for the arts community to restart, it's going to take a recapitalization.
Morris said if Proctor's were to operate its main stage in Schenectady as usual, it would effectively reduce seating from more than 4,000 to about 500. The virus is not only making Proctor's accommodate audiences, but also workers backstage. Proctor's is using its open stage media television capabilities to create a hyper-local arts channel. Next Saturday's Kids Arts Fest will go on, though virtually. Morris said Proctor's has seen some success with the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program and is in line for an economic industry disaster loan. But he says more support is needed.
If we are 6 months out before we can start again or longer, we're going to just need a substantive bit of help to be able to pull that off. Everything that we can do early on will get us up to a new capacity. And I'm calling it a new capacity because we're going to look different 2 years from now than we did a year ago.
Jamaica Miles, a Capital Region community activist and lead organizer with Citizen Action NY, said the pandemic has amplified underlying inequalities.
People that may have thought that they were middle income or that they were, you know, part of a safe community, that they had enough to provide for themselves and their families, those are not individuals that know what poverty feels like.
Miles hopes that beyond the pandemic, that the region not only move forward,
but go forward in a way that offers everyone the opportunity to thrive and no longer struggle to survive.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.